The following program is brought to you in living color.
Bread, that this house may never know hunger. Salt, that life may always have flavor.
And wine, that joy and prosperity may reign forever.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine and were afraid to ask. That's what we are here for. We are your media resource for everything about our fond, bubbly little friend, the grape. Now, listeners, you don't often have a chance to really get to know the Wine Crush personnel once on one-on-one, but I really encourage all of you, call in and show some support to Kent, because he's having just a rough day. This is the third time we have started the same show in the last 5 minutes.
Oh boy.
And I think it's because Kent has gotten horribly distracted by some recent commentary. Kent, are you sure you're going to make it through the show?
Well, I'm going to be fine. I was just in a restaurant the other day, and I was telling Laura about this, and I was leaving the restaurant, and someone remarked on how beautiful my daughter was, which she is.
Well, of course, now Kent's first response is, I'm getting ready to punch the scumbag for commenting on my young daughter.
No, I thought he was an older man, okay. And I thought, you know, okay, that's fine. And he says, now that's your granddaughter, right? And he wasn't kidding. He wasn't kidding.
You could have looked over at him and said, no, that's my wife.
Gosh. You know, I should. I should do that. Oh, my gosh. I've been dragging a little bit. I got a bottle of Geritol in my desk drawer now. It's just been one of those days.
Apparently, we ought to get you a bottle of Chardonnay. It might perk you up.
I think so.
Well, needless to say, this is bound to be an entertaining show because Kent, as decrepit as he is having a rough run of it. So let's just make do with what we have, and we'll make the best out of it. And actually, today should be a fairly good show, because of all the years we've been doing the Wine Crush and having some fun with it, there have been the occasional hot buttons with people. And apparently the advertising show that we did was really a hot button. People really got involved in it and had a lot of commentary. So today we're going to revisit the idea of wine and advertising, at least tangentially. So we're going to take a look at that and respond to some of your emails and get some of your commentary. But to do that, what started all of this is, I think it was Paul Grigut was on the show, and he mentioned a small video, and it was called A Brief History of Merlot, and it was on the Gunlock Bunshoe website. And if you have not gone and checked out this video, I strongly encourage you to. And to follow that up, we have Jeff Bunshoe joining us today. Gunlock Bunshoe, to me, is just iconic. I remember way back when hanging out with Jim Bunshoe, drinking entirely too much wine, too many Merlots, too many Galliferies, and discussing just his unique offbeat take on the wine business. And even back in the 1980s, I remember being in different wine shops and stores, and I was one of those. In the 80s, Gunlock Bunshoe had a great print advertising campaign. It was always eclectic. It had great people in the vineyards and offbeat commentary. I think since then they may have gotten in some trouble with some of the stuff they had on their posters, but regardless, they have always been on the cutting edge of wine advertising. So Jeff Bunshoe is going to discuss that with us today, and of course, if you haven't checked it out, Gunlock Bunshoe's website, A Brief History of Merlot, I would definitely get to that before we get Jeff on the show. That way, if you have any questions, feel free to call us, 877-4-CRUSH-1. So, yes, we are going to have fun today. Hey, Kent, if you're bored in the booth, since you rarely listen to the show anyway, why don't you go to the website and you can check it out? It at least might make you giggle a little bit.
Now, he's at a convention, right? Is that where he is?
Yes, he is at a convention and is still going to call in and join us.
It's wonderful.
So hopefully he's had a couple glasses and we can get him bubbly and get the true story behind that video.
Sounds like a nice guy. It sounds like a guy that wouldn't call me a grandfather.
Actually, he'll probably offer you a role in the next video. All you got to do is pull that up and look at it and see where you might fit in.
Oh, okay. Good deal.
In the meantime, we do have wine recommendations this week, and I am feeling a little bit offbeat. And in doing so, I have two offbeat wine recommendations. The first is going to be from down under, our friends in Australia. Now, I know that we are all a little bit tired of some over-oak Chardonnay, but what we tend to overlook out of Australia is the amazing Rieslings that come from down under, particularly out of Eden Valley. These things are dry, they're elegant, they're beautiful, they're absolutely stunning with what they can do with the Riesling grape. And there's a gentleman by the name of Peter Lehman, and any of you who know anything about Shiraz or familiar with Barossa, I would say that if you say Lehman, Barossa needs to come right out of your mouth afterwards. Lehman, Barossa, Lehman, Barossa. Those two just go hand in hand. I really think he was one of the determining factors in getting Barossa on the map. But what they have started is they have something called, it's their portrait series. And what's really cool is, remember the old Hitchcock-type portraits where you just have the shadow of the man and have the nose? That's what the labels on these look like. So thank God no more critters, no more kangaroos, no more little scorpions, snakes, owls, bats, whatever they used to send in on those. And it just has the silhouette of Peter Lehman on the label. And this at Eden Valley Dry Riesling is absolutely phenomenal. And for the record, I am being distracted by Kent and laughing at him. So if I started out that by saying Edna Valley out of Australia, I apologize. I'm going to focus on what I'm doing and not worry about him anymore. It is Eden Valley out of Australia, if I did get that mislabeled. But this Riesling, what I like about their Rieslings is even though they have the minerality, they have that great base, you get some offbeat flavors in it for a Riesling. And when I say offbeat, I don't mean bad. Of course, you get the floral, you get the great gardenia flowery characteristics, but you usually get some unique citrus characteristics. And usually you think citrus and Riesling don't go that well together, but this time it does. The Eden Valley Dry Riesling, you get a little bit of lime in it. Some people say they're getting a little bit of orange, a little bit of tangerine, but it's really, really refined. It just balances out well. And I think one of the reasons these Rieslings do so well is they are in contact with the skins only briefly. A couple weeks ago, we did a small dissertation talking about cold soak and full cluster soaking, how you extract the color out of the skins, how you extract some of the flavors, some of the tannic profiles. This white wine does it exactly 100% opposite. As soon as they get the grapes in the bin, they are absolutely pulling it. Pull the juice, pull the skins, separate them. So what you get is just, it's cool, it's crisp, it's classy. It has a great elegance. So be on the lookout for this. Peter Lehman. It is, of course, the Portrait Series, their Dry Riesling. So there is your white recommendation for today. Now your red recommendation, I am a closet Petite Syrah fanatic. I like the offbeat varietals. I pay my homage to Cabernet, Pinot Noir, Merlot. I get it. They put people on the map no matter where it is. These are kings. But ultimately, when you start looking at the background players, be it Petite Syrah, Malbec, Petit Verdot, to me, this is where you find the fun stuff. This is where you find the wines that will pair with things that you don't expect, that are very unexpected in their profiles and their flavors. And once you taste them, you realize that might be why you like some of the big Cabernets or Merlots that are blended. This week is no exception. What happens with Petite Syrah is a lot of times when you find it and it's good, you're going to pay for it. There's just no two ways about it. Of course, Stag's Leap is the iconic Petite Syrah, but there is a new winery right now doing some really neat stuff, and it's a small winery called Handcraft. And of course, you look at it, you think that's an obvious name for a winery. You'd hoped everything is handcrafted. But what I like about this is it's Cheryl and Delicato. Now, I love the fact that these third and fourth generation women of these people who helped found the California wine business are taking the reins and coming to the forefront. Remember, a while back we discussed Miss Darcy Kent. Of course, Delicato, everybody knows you have that association with a large winery. Handcraft takes it away. What Cheryl has done is found some great varietals from some great growing regions and made small, elegant little wines. And one she has done is Petite Syrah. And this Petite Syrah, you're going to find it's very, very reasonable. You're going to find it under $15 when you can find it retail. And it's just extracted. It's got great pepper. It has great nutmeg. You get a little bit of blueberries on this. This is just really what you expect a Petite Syrah to be for half the price. Now, part of it, I think, it's not 100% Petite Syrah, which, of course, is a generally what we like to see, but what they have done, they've blended a little bit of Petit Verdot, a little bit of Sangiovese, and a little bit of Syrah into it, which oftentimes with inexpensive Petit Syrahs, you might find something lacking. By putting this little background group together to let it sing behind the Petit Syrah, it just hits all the high notes. It really, really harmonizes well. This wine is absolutely fabulous for those of you who are doing summer grilling, for those of you who are going out on summer picnics. I definitely recommend you go find this. So your red wine is Handcraft Petit Syrah, and your white wine, of course, was the Peter Lehman Dry Riesling. When you look at the broad picture and our wine recommendations today, we are discussing two of the legendary families in the business and finding something that they didn't quite make their name on but are definitely worth pursuing. So there are your wine recommendations today, and that is wine with an I and not an H, Kent.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, I have a question.
Okay.
It's not related to anything you just said.
Something new and different. That's because you didn't listen to anything I just said.
No, I heard it right. All. You're Petit Syrah. I like that. We just finished a few weeks ago, a little bit ago, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Titanic.
Correct.
The sinking of the Titanic.
Yes.
Do you know anything about the wines served on the Titanic?
It's been interesting because a lot of people did commemorative dinners for
That's what made me ask, because somebody did one right up the street here.
Everybody was putting together, because the actual dinner menu for the last night of the Titanic was actually published. Somebody still had a copy with it. Now, whether I honestly don't know how someone had a copy of it, whether it was all released in flyers that someone had stuffed in a pocket, but bottom line is they had the menus. And as far as the wines, they did a lot of Burgundies, a lot of Bordeaux. It was very, very French heavy on that wine list. But one thing I do know about the wines on the Titanic, and this is something I can't remember if we've covered this or not, but what's fascinating is at the bottom, in all its glory, 1921 was the very, very first vintage of Dom. It was the very first, the one that said, okay, this is going to be it. This is the one we're going to take out. Mm-hmm. Well, there is champagne that was on the Titanic that were precursors to that vintage of it. So whereas Dom Perignon had its first true vintage, there are bottles that were created by the Abbey, created by the monks, that are down there that people are very, very interested in seeing because of the climates, because of the fact, obviously, it's very cold where the Titanic sunk, seeing if the wine is still together, see if it's still drinkable. But yes, there is some champagne hanging out down there, of course, being the White Star line. Everyone assumes it is White Star champagne, but actually back then it was called something different.
Well, someone actually showed a bottle that they showed it, that they served at one of these commemorative dinners, and it had the Titanic label on it. And I wondered, I wondered if they did prepare a special wine for the Titanic, since it was the maiden voyage.
There was not a special wine for the Titanic. Okay. It is something that has been created since then. Although it was a brilliant marketing idea, which, thank you, Kent, does bring me all the way around before the break back to the marketing and advertising concept that we'll be talking about shortly.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-489-1639, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-489-1639. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-489-1639. 1-800-489-1639. That's 1-800-489-1639.
If your car is less than 10 years old and has less than 100,000 miles on it, your car will eventually break down and you'll need to go to your local repair shop. And we all know dealing with these guys can be very expensive. A new transmission
transmission could cost over $3,000, a new engine more than $3,500, new air conditioning can cost over $1,700, and a new water pump more than $600. You need to call the Auto Protection Network. We're like insurance to protect the inside of your car. We'll save you thousands on costly repair bills. Don't let your car break down without a warranty. Protect yourself from expensive repair bills. If your car has less than 100,000 miles on it and it's less than 10 years old, call today for a free customized quote. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Today we are taking a more in-depth look at the idea of wine and advertising and how all of it ties together. And as I mentioned before the break, this was apparently just a big hot button with everybody out there. And of course, we got a fair amount of emails and a couple of phone calls about this, so I do want to address them. But for those of you who have not reached out yet, please do. 877-4-CRUSH-1. Or you can email me directly at lauralawson@winecrush.com. And, of course, let your feelings be known and heard. Keep in mind, too, that I have actively become a, is it tweeter? Tweeter. I'm working on my Twitter account.
You're a tweeter.
I'm a tweeter. I'm a tweeter and getting some things out there and enjoyed some commentary on things. So please do reach out with all the ideas of social media. I guess you could say it's our own advertising and our own conversation boards. We definitely want to hear from you. But right now, I do have an email, and this listener, I believe it's Jerome, wrote, "You really forgot to mention radio wine advertising. Shame, shame, shame on you." Now, of course, there are three shames in that email, so I feel definitely
ashamed.
That's
the triple threat there, Laura.
That's a triple threat. But Jerome goes on to point out that there were two I forgot. Reuniti on Ice is Nice, which was a radio advertising.
Yep.
And there was also another one, Corbett Canyon did a radio advertising. And once again, these are all back in the 90s. So once again, we have yet to really tap into something from 2000. But I think, Jerome, I'm going to go ahead and comment on it. Yes, radio advertising definitely has at play. But ultimately, when you think of this, especially the two you referenced, it goes back, it tells us nothing about the product. It doesn't tell us profiles. It talks about either the lifestyle. Reuniti on Ice is nice. If you listen to the whole radio commercial, when you get into it, they're just telling you where to drink it. Once again, if you're out by the pool, if you're out at a picnic, or you're out at a concert, pour this wine over ice, and you'll find it's nice. And the other one, Corbett Canyon. Now, I think I had deliberately blocked this national radio campaign out of my head entirely. For those of you, I'm hoping Kent at some point can find this. I don't know if we can find radio as easily as we could find the TV commercials. But it was the one that talked about Corbett Canyon wines being introduced in a 1.5. And half the radio advertisement was Corbett Canyon. Canyon, 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 canyon. And that's really all you would hear before it was said and done. I think these two advertising campaigns were successful ultimately because they were earworms. They got in your head and they stayed there. Ever since I have read this email from Jerome, I have heard the stupid Corbett Canyon, 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 canyon.
I remember that well.
In my head. And I can't get it out. And, of course, now Reuniti on Ice is nice. Of course, Reuniti still great product. I think it's still the number one import into the United States. But every time I find myself looking to make a sarcastic comment, I find up Reuniti on Ice is nice. I just, hey, maybe it was your swarmy old guy that was complimenting your daughter who was drinking the Reuniti on Ice.
Well, radio does what radio does best. It creates the image in your mind, the association with the product. You have 30 seconds. So you can't really talk a lot about the product.
You could have mentioned the product. I don't know where you had just wandered off to, but what those two ads did was they created earworms, and they stay in your head. It's kind of like the songs that you can't get out.
Yeah.
You know,
well, God, that's what radio's supposed to do.
It's like the Wait a Minute, Mr. Postman. I hear that song, I'll sing it for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
It drives me nuts. So is that truly advertising? Once again, it is giving you an impression, but it's not telling you anything about the product, and that's what we're trying to steer away from.
But a smart company would take other forms of advertising and associate it with that radio ad and complete the picture.
Well, you would think so, yes. Okay, but let's go back to this, as long as I finally have you engaged. Let's face facts, the Reuniti on Ice radio commercial,
yeah.
It is a great commercial, because what you actually remember, Reuniti on Ice, you have to remember the name of the product to actually tie it all together. Now, the flip side of this, the Corbett Canyon, Canyon, Canyon that we keep talking about, do you realize how many wines there are out there with Canyon in its name? There's Canyon Vineyards, Canyon Road, Adobe Canyon, Canyon Hawk. I can think of maybe 15 over the next 30 seconds. And all of a sudden, if you're shopping your grocery aisle or Mega Mart and saying, oh, what was the name of that? Oh, Canyon something. Well, all of a sudden, Canyon something, at least you're in the wine aisle, at least you're looking at adjacencies and you're actually looking at it, but it wasn't product specific. So once again, it may have been a falling on it. At least people were thinking about wine. But it goes back to the fact that, one, we are not appealing with wine in a broader image. And two, the only way that sold the product was making you obsessed with it. And being obsessed with something is not a healthy way to convey a message. Yes? No?
You haven't worked in radio long enough yet.
I haven't worked in radio long enough yet. I know obsession well.
I'm glad we have an expert on the show. He'll straighten you out.
Oh, great. All right. Speaking of expert, hang around. We're going to have Mr. Jeff Bunshue joining us, and we're going to go over a brief history of Merlot.
Designer and car builder Carol Shelby knows cars.
I have a passion for cars.
Carol Shelby recommends Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This stuff really works. It penetrates the metal.
Add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It cleans internal components, delivers a cleaner fuel system, extends engine life, and improves engine performance.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, available at auto parts stores and at zmax.com.
You can win gas, lots of gas, free gas, all the gas you'll need for a year. Interested? I thought so. It's PRN's Win Gas for a Year sweepstakes, presented by Wix Filters and Nationwide Insurance. Enter today, and soon you may be the one who doesn't care how high the price of gas goes. For you, it's free. To enter or for official rules, go to goprn.com/fans. But hurry, though, the contest ends June 30th.
Thank you. What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Baby, when I think about you,
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush, and we are going to ramp it up a notch right now and have a little bit of fun, more so than usual, because joining us right now is the president of Gunlock Bunshoe, Mr. Jeff Bunshoe himself. Jeff, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Thank you, Laura. I'm happy to be here.
I am delighted. You're calling us from a convention. I feel so blessed.
Well, you know, it's convention maybe is underselling it a bit. Once, 4 times a year, a group of winery people get together out here. So I'm actually sitting at my friend Violet Gergich's winery, Gergich Hills in Napa, and they're all in there. So I took one for the snuck out.
That was awful nice of you. And hey, I've sat at Gergich's many times. Tell Violet that Laura Lawson said hi, and I'm sorry to pull you away. Next time, if y'all invite me, I won't bother you. How about that?
I'll tell you what, that's a date.
All right, fair enough. Well, Jeff, it was fun doing the opening of the show because without trying to date myself on how long I have been in the industry, I remember hanging out with your dad and Alton, drinking Galerifees a long time ago when Gunlock Bunshoe was doing all the great posters, all the great advertising that was Gunlock Bunshoe, that was offbeat, that was quirky, that really had people interested in wine. And here we are 20 years later. And you go on Gunlock Bunshoe website, and I will say this, I firmly agree with what Paul Gergut had to say. You have created the video that just really catapults wine advertising and doing what for wine, what everybody ought to be doing. So my hat's off to you. A Brief History of Merlot is absolutely brilliant.
Well, thanks. You know, that essentially that, you know, you're so nice to cite back to the posters and the irreverence that really is kind of the deep part of the DNA of Gumach Bunshu, and that video is the latest representation. It's kind of a culmination of everything we love about the humor and creativity and not taking ourselves seriously, but also making sure there's something substantive in whatever it is we're doing. And with that Merlot video, we did pretty well. We didn't know it at the time, but it sure ended up being fun.
Absolutely. For our listeners, of course, the link will be on our website, the Wine Crush website, to get to Gunny Bunny's website, but you need to go check it out. Now, Jeff, if I'm correct, you are starring yourself in that video, aren't you?
You know, I am. Part of the role here as the sixth generation leader of my family company is, you know, the willingness to kind of wave myself from the flagpole. And so when we got together, and really our crack marketing team is about three of us, and we decided, you know, who was going to do what. I it just made perfect sense that I was Merlot, kind of the younger brother of Cabernet, the king, which my dad played. You know, for your listeners who didn't see it, essentially the story of the five varietals that we all know from France's Cab, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, and Malbec, kind of repositioned as brothers. And it's the story of Merlot in that context. And I played the little brother, Merlot, and Dad was the big brother. And we had a lot of fun with it.
It actually was great. I love the fact Malbec just took off. Bless his heart. Anyway, I do want to encourage people to go to your website because obviously I want them to see the video. But while we have a brief snippet, Gunlock Bunshu has a great history. No matter how you look at it, you're sixth generation. Your family's been involved, I believe, since when 1850s or so. And
yep.
You were the people that pioneered Merlot, at least the drinkable, good, the our equivalent of what they're doing in St. Emilion. Y'all made your stand on that. And since then, you have branched out. You have expanded. Tell us a little bit about your winery and y'all's philosophy.
Well, you know, that's right. We basically, you know, the winery has been around for over, this will be 155th vintage, and it's had a number of iterations. But what I sort of took over from my dad was this vision of an estate winery in the European sense, that all the grapes grow right around the winery and everything's transported by hand. And in the late 70s, when my dad had just taken it over from his father and replanted a lot of grapes, replanted the vineyards to a lot of varietals. Cabernet was our focus, but they planted Merlot as a means to blend with the Cabernet, and ended up not liking the resulting blend at all, but loving the approachability of Merlot on its own. And kind of the rest was history. We were the second winery in California to bottle a Merlot as a varietal, and we really rode the wave, the sort of first good wave that Merlot was on when it came on as sort of the approachable sibling to Cabernet. If Cabernet was sort of the big thing that you laid down forever, Merlot was the varietal when done right that had a lot of the same structure and intensity that Cabernet did without maybe the overwhelming tannins and the real mouth puckering components. And so we really did well. And luckily for us, we, as you said, since then we have diverged, kind of moved out. Cabernet has always was a focus in the beginning and has still remained a focus. And so in Merlot's sort of second life as kind of the sideways whipping boy, you know, we've done okay with the other stuff that we make, yet we still remain committed to the idea that Merlot, when done right, is just a sublime varietal, no matter what anybody says.
You know, that would be a lot of fun, as you have obviously garnered a lot of attention. Gunlock Bunshu, to me, is just legendary, no matter how you look at it. You ought to see, what's Paul's last name? Paul Giovanni, Paul, whoever the actor was that played Miles. You need to trade him out, do something, and get him to put 30 seconds into your video so all of y'all can just be seen ganging up and beating the hell out of him.
You know, that's funny. And, you know, we definitely did think about trying to track him down for this, but we just ran out of bandwidth. But no, he's on our radar screen, you know. And the irony of that movie is, of course, at the end of it, he's drinking a Merlot.
Oh yeah,
that he's been saving, you know. But it really says a lot about the industry that you and I are in. That you know, that movie where wine was a focal point, but it wasn't the focal point, had that much of an impact. on a varietal.
But see, that's what it comes down to, and that's kind of how you've gotten sucked down this dark hole that is the Wine Crush, is because what started the conversation and what brought us to you, well, besides the fact I love your winery, but ultimately we're looking at wine advertising and the lack thereof. When you think about every other major product out there, whether it's beer, whether it's soft drinks, chips, diet drinks, you name it, there is definitely a marketing campaign. All you have to do is go back and look at the frogs from Budweiser that everyone still remembers, or at least those of us who are of the same age will still remember. And you can always relate some kind of advertising to some kind of product. Wine doesn't have that. We've either tried to, one, jump straight to the idea of social media. And everyone is buzzing about social media, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's, oh, look me up on Foursquare. But it seems like we missed that whole big canyon of what was the advertising, getting more people into wine, and finding a home for it. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, yeah. You know, I do agree with that. I think that there's a lot of reasons maybe to point fingers at that. Some of them are maybe more, you know, negative than others. And, you know, they just, people maybe being above advertising or thinking as an industry that we don't need it, which is all, I think, not right. In the case of where we're concerned, you know, advertising has, until a couple things have happened in our case, advertising's really been the privilege of much larger companies. And what we in addition to taking over the winery and focusing on wine quality and re-embracing sort of this aspect of approachability that Merlot entails, we've also branched off. Part of what I've done is gotten a lot into music production, which seems crazy, but I love music and I love wine, and I've always wanted to bring it together. It's on the emerging artist side, and it's kind of through my interactions with my friends on that side of the universe with bands that are trying to make it that all of a sudden you realize that you don't really need to have a huge production crew to make a good commercial. You can kind of, if you're creative, you can do it in your own house. And you know, and that's what, kind of the track we're on, and we're going to stay on it.
Well, you definitely have that in spades. Hey, Jeff, we have to take a quick break. Speaking of advertising, for a couple commercials, do you mind hanging out outside for just a few more minutes and come back with us?
Not at all. I'll be here.
All right. Hey, more on The Crush and more of Jeff Bunshew after these few small messages.
Visit winecrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is The Wine Crush.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169.
You can win gas, lots of gas, free gas, all the gas you'll need for a year. Interested? I thought so. It's PRN's Win Gas for a Year sweepstakes, presented by Wix Filters and Nationwide Insurance. Enter today, and soon you may be the one who doesn't care how high the price of gas goes. For you, it's free. To enter, or for official rules, go to goprn.com/fans. But hurry, though, the contest ends June 30th.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, the only engine and fuel system product that makes your car or truck engine perform better. Legendary car builder Carroll Shelby is sold on Z-Max.
There's no doubt that it's the only additive that really works.
Put Z-Max in your oil and gas and reduce internal friction and harmful deposits.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, tested, trusted performance. Available at auto parts stores and at Z-Max. Max.com.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. Right now, we're having a lot of fun with Mr. Jeff Bunshue. Jeff, are you still with us?
I'm here.
All right. Hey, what is it about you wine people? Every time I turn around, somebody loving putting wine and music together, whether it's you, whether it's Chris Carpenter, Ed Sobraja, Tom Mackey, Bob Foley, y'all all have an underground going on that those of us who are in the wine world really need to tap into.
You know, I think it just must attract... it's a creative process. It's stuff that makes you feel good. And there's such a, you know, those are two things that are common. The third is there's such a broad variety that, you get all different stripes, like in different kinds of music. And it's really no doubt. We were just talking about earlier today in the group I'm with. There's, behind every closet winemaker is a closet musician. And I'm beginning to think behind every musician is a closet winemaker. So It's a good marriage of both worlds.
It is, but you forgot the one valuable part. Of course, you can't have a good winemaker without a good brewer or a good beer. So y'all put it together.
Well, for that matter, you can't write a good song without a good brewer or beer either. So we're both beholden.
Oh, we're going to solve all the world's problems before this is done.
That's it.
All right, so obviously, I do believe what you're doing with the videos, the creative process. My dream team would be to set you and Alex Sokolblosser up and see what y'all could come together between the stories and the ninjas. We could just have a field day. But
that's great.
I know. So what's next for Gunlop Bunshue? Obviously, you rode the heyday. Your wines are exceptional. You're doing the great videos. You're getting involved in the emerging music scene. What can we expect from this generation of the Bunshues?
Well, we've always... a recommitment to quality, which is something that I've been doing for the last 10 years, and I thought it would take a few years, but it's a never-ending process when you're a family winery like us to continually reinvest in the property and reinvest in the people and make sure that we have an eye on a horizon that continues to move so that we stay interested and focused. So continued wine quality. Secondly, is we have such a great experience at our winery in Sonoma. And we bring that out by kind of marrying food and wine and music on our beautiful site. And then we also have built up a capacity to take that experience on the road so that we do at least once a year we'll go with a group of our wine club members and best customers, and we'll kind of replicate a weekend in Sonoma in a different location around the country that is in and of itself interesting. So I think the takeaway is you just may see more of us out in the world, so to speak, as opposed to just wedded to here in Sonoma when it comes to showcasing our wine and putting them with the cultural things that make the wine taste so good, like music and food and people.
Jeff, I've never personally had the chance to meet you like I've met your dad, but ultimately, do you know what I have enjoyed more than anything talking with you is your passion. You just sound like you have so much fun and you're so excited about what you do.
I have my ups and my downs, but it's hard to complain. It's funny, as a kid growing up in wine country, you don't really know how lucky you have it. You just think like, oh, your friends who live in town have paved roads that they can ride their skateboards and their bikes on, and I'm on a dirt road, and I'm wow, wine. But the second you start to leave it and you realize that the rest of the world isn't quite like that, the more you appreciate it. And I never take any... not a single breath I have for granted. So it's just a matter of sharing that love as we get out and about.
I think it's great. Hey, I've got to ask the question. you guys obviously were part of the forward thinking. You created Merlot. You made it move forward. You definitely moved the dial both on Merlot and the varietals that America was going to drink. And I believe you are the capstone when it comes to the, whether it's viral wine advertising, whether it was your posters, whether it's website, your attitude, however you want to look at that. Because you have set yourself to that standard and people look to you, what is next? What do you see in the next 10 years? What's the next America's trend? What's the next great irreverence that we can see offered?
Well, that's an awesome question, and my God, I could pontificate on all sorts of topics. I think that, you know, I think the authenticity that that people are starting to want to see in their food and their coffee and their music is going to continue to be valued and make the wine industry even more valuable than it is. I think that from a product perspective, I'm bullish on what I would call cool climate Cabernet, but it's not necessarily cool, but Cabernet that's made not so much with an eye toward weight, but toward more structure and elegance. And that sounds counter, almost opposite of
No, what, it doesn't. It makes Cabernet, perfect sense.
You know, but that I think we're moving away from brawn and moving into a world of elegance and in terms of wine. And I think that's going to be good for all of us.
It doesn't matter.
You know, I just like to believe that that a lot more people are drinking wine than when I started in this business. And the things that they like about wine, I think they're starting to like about food and other things. And I think, all in all, call me an optimist, but I think that makes it a better place to live when people start thinking about that kind of stuff, about what they're putting in their bodies and who they're sharing it with.
I think that's a natural, you know, I think a lot of people try and hesitate when they discuss wine and structure. Oh, you can't have all the structure and have the elegance. But ultimately, think about whether it's a human skeleton, however you want to look at it. A skeleton can wear a Chanel suit just as easily as it can wear a gorilla suit, and it's going to define, no matter how you look at it, how it comes across. And I think you're going to have the structure to have the elegance, and I think you're dead on in what you're saying. Jeff, this has been a joy for me. Hopefully I can stay in touch with you, and we can get you back on the crush and see what other creative things you're coming with. And, of course, who knows, I may try and track Paul down and see if I can make him do that video, but I get to come watch.
Please do, Laura. We'd love to see you here. I'd love to get back on the show. Thanks so much for reaching out.
All right. Have fun today, and thank you for taking time from your meeting.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, listeners, you're going to be able to check out Jeff's website from the link to the Wine Crush, but for those of you who want to check it out on your own right now, it is Gunlock Bunshoe, GUNBUN.com. Hey, we're going to take a quick respite, and when we get back, we will discuss more of wine advertising and give you an idea of what's coming up on some future shows.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is the Wine Crush.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-489-1639, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-489-1639. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-489-1639. 1-800-489-1639. That's 1-800-489-1639.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free
free, you don't like it, return it in 30 days. Call 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood.
Hi-hi!
Concrete.
Hi-ya!
Brick walls.
Hi-ya!
Trees.
Hi-ya!
Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
This is the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. I hope those of you who are still with me had as much fun with Jeff Bunshue as I did. It is just so refreshing to have someone that energetic and who laughs that much and just to be so involved and so passionate in what they're doing. But I do think ultimately Jeff had it right. It's a little bit interesting to look at someone obviously coming from 6 generations of winemaking, which is, of course, very, very rare in this industry. We had so many gaps. You had that lovely experiment called Prohibition. But to have a family that has a culture built around that, that can look at you and say the key to the wine advertising, the key to the wine business are 2 basic things, irreverence and authenticity. What does that tell you? This is where all of us have been trying to lead you, whether it's wine shows, whether it's Twitter, whether it's social media, whether it's wine advertising, however you want to look at it, it's getting away from the idea of selling a lifestyle. It needs to totally get away from that, because when you look at the lifestyle that has been portrayed, whether it was the 2 commercials that we actually used or whether it's the radio commercials I referenced in this, the lifestyle that's associated with wine has been totally slandered. It has been totally misaligned, maligned, however you want to look at it, with what is in reality. That's why we have the issue where people stick their nose up, where they put their nose in the glass, they have their collections, they have their cellars. You have this idea of a Frenchman with a very large nose holding a very elegant crystal goblet, and that is what wine is supposed to be about. It is not. It is about the farm. It is about the fork-to-table movement that we all love talking about. That's what it comes down to with wine. There is a lot of literally manure involved in making great wine, and that's the lifestyle. It is farming. It is American. It is boots, it is dirt on your heels, it is very, very true and down to earth. And that's what I think. If we're going to see wine advertising, let's see it there. Now, of course, the irreverent part of it, I personally love. Obviously, if you've listened to the show this far, you realize that I like being irreverent and I like that take on it, because all too well, we take ourselves too seriously. And anytime we take ourselves too seriously, that means that the accoutrements around us are going to be taken too seriously. And when it comes to wine, that is an absolute crime. As always here on The Crush, we're reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.